Hare Krishna, welcome to our Chaitna festival. I am your host, Mansi Upadhyay, and I'm so glad that you have decided to join for our today's Chaitna session, and you have decided to learn, to grow, and to share the wisdom which you will be taking home from our today's session. So we'll be starting our session with a kirtan. As we all know, that to unlock the wisdom, we want the key, and the key is Harina. So let's request Shikha Mataji to start the kirtan by 3 times chanting Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. So let's start our today's kirtan.
Hari Bol.
Namo Vishnu Padaya. Krishna, Krishna, Bhutale, Shrimate, Bhakti Vedanta, Namaste, Saraswate Deve, Devani Prachara, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashata Shetarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Dashri Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Jai, thank you so much, Shikha, for such a wonderful kirtan, as if coming directly from Goloka, as it is said, Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. That is so true. Whenever you sing, it is so melodious. Thank you for the kirtan. So, for all the viewers, now we'll be proceeding with our today's session. So, I am having immense joy to introduce Brajasundari Mataji with all of you. So Brajasundari Mataji has done her graduation in agriculture. She is a dedicated homemaker and a mother taking care of her daughter Shriji. She has been a strict practitioner of the Vedic principles for more than one decade. She has accepted Radhanath Swami as spiritual preceptor since the year 1999. She along with her husband have been serving as lifestyle counselor at the Radha Gopinath Mandir, Mumbai. She has a deep and practical understanding of Vedic knowledge and has guided many youth with a dynamic perspective of life. She is a regular speaker for the monthly youth festival for Chetna. She has been guiding and inspiring so many young girls like all of us and is very approachable. So let's welcome Brajasundari Mataji by chanting three times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Thank you so much, Mataji, for coming. We are very much interested with the topic that is beautiful, slim and trim and smart. This topic only itself is so attractive to know what you will be speaking on.
Hari Bol. Thank you, Mansi, for your kind words. Yeah, the topic is interesting. should we start?
Yes, Mother, you can proceed.
Okay. Om Akyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Pyascha Kripa Sindhu Pya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Pyo Vaishnave Pyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So once again we welcome you for today's Chetna festival, the festival of joy and awakening. This is the second year that we are having like this online Chetna. We are really missing you, missing meeting you in person in our temple, having discussions together, having kirtans together, and we really hope soon we start again our programs offline. Nonetheless, we are fortunate at least we are getting to meet online. So the topic for today, as Mansi said, is very interesting. interesting for young girls especially, but for everybody. The topic for today is beautiful, slim, trim and smart. So, you, me and everyone around in the world, we see that everyone wants to be beautiful, right? We want to look beautiful. We want to stand out. Why? Because we see in the world that beauty is given so much of importance. It is, whether it is important or not important, we'll see. But it is given a lot of importance. You can see that any product that needs to be sold, they always use beautiful people to advertise it. Even whether it's clothes, whether it's car, whether some home appliances, anything, you know, even the mosquito repellent advertise also has beautiful people, because beauty has given is being given a lot of value. So everybody wants to be beautiful. Even like in our childhood also, we heard so many stories. So there was a beautiful girl, there was a beautiful queen, a beautiful princess. We grew up like that, you know. Sometimes good beautiful queen, sometimes wicked beautiful queens. About beautiful princesses and handsome prince. Those stories we have been hearing right from our childhood. I remember, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of all? When I was saying this, my daughter said, "Oh, this has become old now. Now it's a time of selfie." So we were thinking, yes, yes, selfie, selfie in the hand. Who is the fairest of all on Facebook and Instagram, right? Speaking of selfies and beauty, I was just thinking that there are so many apps that have come up which can actually make you look like, they can change your looks. They can make you look so different and beautiful. If you're beautiful, yeah, more beautiful. And even if you are not, don't worry. The apps do the work. And these days, that's why there is no need actually every time to get ready for a click. Just on your Snapchat and that's all. It does it all. It will put all the makeup required. It will change your face line and your chin will be different, your eyes color will change, everything, you know, whatever is required to be done is done by the app, and you just start looking so beautiful in the photo. Of course, you don't become beautiful, you start looking beautiful. So either by putting cosmetics, you know, the cosmetics industry is one of the fastest growing and flourishing industry. So whether by putting cosmetics we want to look beautiful, or by putting some effects on our camera that we want to look beautiful, but we want to look beautiful, all of us, or all the young girls, I can say, like girls want to be beautiful and boys are now, they also want to be handsome. It's not that only girls want to look beautiful and they want to, they are conscious, but even boys are. So while we do all this, have we ever thought of this? Do we ever wonder that in this world, why there are some people who are beautiful right from their birth? They just look beautiful. Some people don't have to do anything to look beautiful. They are beautiful. On the other hand, there are some people who are always wanting to be beautiful, struggling to be beautiful. That's the journey, you know, that is, that they are living. So why it is like that? So if you think, actually, there is a very simple principle. What is the principle? The principle is, as you sow, so shall you reap. Means, whatever activities you do, you get an appropriate reward for that. So, whatever we have today in the life, the kind of body that we have, the health, the face that we have, the hair that we have, the eye color that we have, the family in which that we are born, the financial condition of ours that we are in, everything actually is determined by what activities we have done in our past. In the past, I mean in our past births, in previous lives, immediate previous or previous lives. So if we have invested, so you know, the body that we have got, the beauty that one gets is also a reward for certain activities that are being done by a particular person. They are just rewards. It's like if you invest in something, you get the returns, right? So you get the returns according to your investment. In whatever you choose to invest in, how much you invest in, that much you get returns. Like if you put particular deposit in a bank, you can withdraw only how much you have deposited. You cannot get more, right? So similarly, by doing good activities, one gets good a good body or a particular type of body according to the actions that we have performed. So those of us who really want to be beautiful, who are not happy with what we have right now and really want a better prospects, then start working maybe. So you will say, oh, this is what you wanted to tell us. So what is this? Let's go somewhere else. We really want to be beautiful. Is it possible now? Can we be beautiful now? So I will say, yes, we will not be able to change our features. Of course, there are people who really go an extra mile, I can say, or with some extra efforts, get plastic surgery done to change even their features. But even without doing that, we can really be beautiful. So whatever we have received in this life, we can definitely maintain it, we can preserve it, and we can enhance it. This is a very beautiful principle. I really like it, and I try to use it in my own life, which says that start from where you are and with what you have. In life, many times it happens, right, that you feel, oh, I wish I had done this, then today I wouldn't have been in this condition. How I wish, that time I should have done that. Now I'm like this, now I'm like this, now what should be done? So these are all wasteful thoughts actually. They don't help us. So if we remember the principle that I just now spoke about, that start from where you are and with what you have, it is very helpful. So whatever is being done is done. Now let's think of the present, which can change our future. So let's start how. Let's get to know what we can do. It's like example can be taken of two diyas. Suppose there are two diyas. You have a copper diya or a bronze diya, brass diya. So now you can't keep saying that, oh, why I don't have silver one? I like that shine. I like the silver one better. But now since you have received the brass diya, it's in your hand that you clean it nicely, polish it nicely, and the best thing that you had, the best of ghee that you have, you put it the best of oil, if you have, you put it, put a nice wick and light it. It will give you very good light. So, whether it is silver diya, whether it's copper diya, whatever we have received, to maintain it, to preserve it, to enhance it and to use it nicely is in our hand. So, can we do that? Yes, we can definitely do that. And here, I want to quote Her Grace Radharani Mataji, who always says this one thing, that her mother, Her Grace Kirtida Mataji, would tell her. She would tell, Kirtida Mataji would say that if you want to be beautiful, two things you should remember. One is that you should have clear stomach. Your stomach should be clear. And you should have a smile on your face. Very easy two things, right? To have clear stomach and to have smile on the face. Very simple, yet very much neglected. In this fast life of having getting things quickly, quick results, we want to put something on our face to look beautiful, but we don't want to go to the root and actually enhance what we have within. So, we'll discuss on these this principle with few points in brief about having clear stomach. So, here we'll discuss three points: food, sleep, and exercise. So, food. In food, there are again few points that we will discuss. One is the quality of food. Quality of food, right from childhood in the school you have done this, right from preschool I can say, the healthy food, junk food, what is healthy, what is junk. So I will say, whatever we are eating, let's become conscious that how frequently am I adding junk food to my diet? How many days and in a day, how many times I eat only healthy food? Now, if we start discussing about healthy food and junk food, that will be another class in itself. But yes, healthy food is which is cooked at home, which is cooked in a clean way, which is sattvic, is in a mode of goodness, which has healthy vegetables, cereals, milk products, which actually are very nourishing, they're healthy. Junk foods are foods which are full of preservatives, which are not freshly cooked, which are stored, which are oily, fried, which are not good for health. So, we should be very conscious about, you know, the quality of food that we are eating, and also in what consciousness that food is being prepared. The homemade food that is prepared by our mothers, our sisters, by ourselves will definitely be very good, because it is cooked with love, with that affection for the person whom we want to feed. And of course, such nicely cooked food can be offered to the Lord and can be honored nicely. It's very, very nourishing. Not having outside food, but eating homemade food as much as possible. This lockdown has actually kind of trained us to do that. We are grateful to it for that. My dear friend Madhuri Leela always says about home-cooked food, that home-cooked food means you have to actually cook at home, okay? Not that you get bread from outside, you get jam from outside, and you apply that jam on the bread and say, oh, I'm eating homemade food, because what I did, I applied that at home. So, not that way. Homemade food means actually food that is cooked by us at home properly. Another thing about food is time. What time you are eating it, when you are eating it, how often are you eating it? You can eat 3 times a day, maybe if required 4 times a day, but it is very important that we eat at fixed intervals and at fixed times, right? You all go to college or you go to office maybe. How about your college has fixed timings, right? Sometimes on certain days it changes, sometimes. But certain, like this first year classes are in the morning from 7 to 11:30 or whatever. Or second year classes are in the afternoon, or first and second are in the... Some schedule, it has some timetable. How about teacher says Monday come at 7, then next day come at 8:30, another day come at 6:30, today let's start at 2:30. How will it be? There is no rhythm, right? We will not like it. So we naturally like rhythm. Like that, even our body naturally wants to follow rhythm. So when we eat at fixed intervals, at fixed times, our body understands how to respond to that by secreting digestive juices properly, getting digestion properly, getting nutrients absorbed properly. We don't want to confuse our body. Oh, today the food is coming at this time, tomorrow that time. Then there is no food. Then there is something else, you know. So let's have this good habit of having food at particular time, fixed times. Sometimes optionally change, yes, understood, accepted. We cannot be very rigid, but as much as possible, let's follow the schedules. Follow the schedules for food, the frequency and the time, at what time we eat. Another point about food is how you should eat. And I must say, this is actually very, very important. In the fast life of today, we have become so mechanical about everything. We are having our food. We are not with the food. We are either watching something, we are reading something, we are chatting with something, or we are absorbed in something else and eating. Multitasking, it doesn't help here. When you eat, multitasking doesn't help. It confuses our body. You know, previously, many of you must have seen in your own houses or somewhere at least you must have come across. Even in our Krishna consciousness movement, we have this culture of before we start honoring prasad or our food, we offer prayers to the prasadam. Prayers to the food, we offer gratitude. You must have heard this Mahaprasade Govinde prayers, or even otherwise in the families. Right from my childhood, I have heard that before honoring prasad, before eating, we would sing this Vadani Kaval Gheta Namagya Shri Hari Se, and it's very beautiful prayer which actually elevates your consciousness. It tells you what you are doing. You are not just eating. You are actually doing a yajna. There is a fire of digestion in your stomach and you are offering ahuti by putting that food. It actually elevates your consciousness. It nourishes your body so nicely. It helps. Even in Hindi, there is a prayer. Anna grahana karne se pehle vichar man mein karna hai. Kis hetu se is sharira ka rakshan poshan karna hai. So becoming conscious, why am I eating? What am I eating? Then naturally, when you are conscious, the wrong thing will not go in your body and will not produce wrong effects. Sometimes it may go, but not very often, because every day when you are thinking and eating, you are with your food, you are being present while you are eating, naturally, your stomach is going to be very happy with you and respond accordingly. Another thing is sleep. A thing of great concern is sleep. Since our life has come online, or even otherwise, when the life was not online, even when there was no lockdown, since these gadgets have entered our life, our sleep has been so disturbed. In sleep, again, I would like to focus on two things. One is time. When you sleep, late night, till late night, we keep on watching something, replying to messages, reading messages, going on YouTube, Netflix, binge watching some series or movies, and we are not even conscious, you know, when we sleep, when we get up. So dear friends, I must tell you this, that whatever time you are spending with your gadgets at night, please know that you must sleep by 10 or before, because our body is actually, you know how we use machines? The body is also a kind of machine, and all the organs in the body are working. So they need time for healing. And do you know, our healing happens from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the night, in maximum. Our liver heals. All our organs start healing. When night we put them to rest properly, they start healing. So that next day, they can serve us better. They can perform better for our own good. You know. So this kind of sleep, no? The earlier we sleep, our body gets very healing power from it, from that sleep that we are providing it with. Also, yes, I must not forget this. I attended one workshop on naturopathy once, and that doctor was saying that people put alarm for waking up. All of us put alarm for waking up, right? So whatever time we sleep, whatever time we want to get up, we put that alarm. So he said, I want to tell you something. If you want to be healthy, if you want your body to be in proper shape, you must put an alarm for sleeping. Like you put a sleeping time alarm. If you want to sleep at 9:30, put an alarm of 9:30, sleep. Put an alarm of 10, sleep. So wonderful. So if you sleep on time, then naturally you will get up fresh. And also it will help you in digesting your food properly. Another thing is waking up time. You must try and wake up before sunrise. You know, it's a big thing to tell to young college going girls. But my dear friends, yes, it is very important. If you start sleeping early, naturally it won't be difficult for us to get up early, because morning hours are filled of so much of positive energy. Please experience it. Please, those who haven't ever, please start experiencing. I'm sure someday all of us have experienced that power. And according to Ayurveda, if you get up early, your bowel movements are also very proper, because it's a time of vata, your stomach gets cleared properly. So waking up early also is very, very important. Third is your quality of our sleep. Now, quality of our sleep also is affected by many factors, mainly the food that we eat, very heavy food like cheese and, you know, a lot of junk and fried things. If we are eating, our body is struggling to digest it. In that case, our sleep is not going to be a very sound sleep. Now, also, if we have eaten late, then also our body cannot digest it fully before we go to bed. So the quality of sleep will not be good. And also the activities that we perform throughout the day. if we are engaged in good activities, doing our duties properly, responsibilities properly, doing some positive activities, then naturally body will rest very well at night. And on the contrary, if we are engaged in arguments and fights and negative thoughts and wasteful thoughts, then naturally our quality of our sleep is not going to be very good. And third thing, last but not the least I can say, is exercise. Very, very important. In the young age that you are in right now, you may not realize, but please inculcate this habit of exercising daily for some time. You don't have to go to gym and to work out, but at home for free, give some time exclusively for doing some yogasanas, some pranayam, breathing exercises, or simply do Surya Namaskar. Surya Namaskar, if you do, so many asanas are included. It is called as Sarvanga Sundar Vyayam. Sarva Anga Sundar Vyayam. It makes all your body parts beautiful. It gives exercise to all your entire body, all the body parts. So you must try to do Surya Namaskar as far as possible, as much as possible, you know, according to your capacity. Those of you who are doing, do you know there is a prayer that is being spoken after your sadhana of Surya Namaskar is done? The prayer says, Adityasya Namaskaran Ye Kurvanti Dine Dine Ayur Pragya Balam Viryam Tejas Tesham Shajayate. Means, those who do Surya Namaskar are blessed with what? Ayu, a good longevity, pragya, intelligence, balam, strength, viryam, chivalry, and teja. Teja means the effulgence. So those of you who want to be effulgent, you can start doing Surya Namaskar. So lot of benefits of following these principles, like of having good food, having good rest, sleep, and doing exercises according to our capacity. So yes, we all must try to keep our body healthy, in the best of conditions, you know, preserve the beauty that we have received, that we have, enhance it as much as possible. Yes, we all must do it. But how much ever we do, as we know, there is a factor called as time. I had heard this in my school, that a poem, actually, I don't remember everything, but the first two lines say that life is for an hour, beauty is a flower, and there is something like friendship and all those aspects. But since we are speaking about beauty, it says beauty is a flower. What does that mean? That means it cannot always remain fresh. We keep it fresh as much as possible, but with the time, it is going to dwindle, isn't it? As every flower dwindles with time. It's like law of nature, right? Everything dwindles. So similarly, the beauty that we are talking about is going to dwindle someday. So when we are trying to work on this beauty of our body, we all simultaneously must start working on internal beauty, developing internal beauty. Now, what does that mean? That means developing qualities of gratitude, beautiful qualities, the wonderful qualities, like qualities of gratitude, of respect, kindness, compassion, helping nature. So many beautiful virtues that can be developed as part of our internal beauty. And that is the beauty which is actually valued in long terms. And this kind of beauty, it has no restriction. In any condition that you are born in any family you are born in any economic condition that you are born in, in any country you are born in, and whatever intelligence that you are born with, and whatever features you are born with, this beauty, internal beauty, can be achieved by one and all. We all can strive to and try to be beautiful from within. This is very, very important. I remember this pastime shared, that is this anecdote shared by Her Grace Rukmini Mataji, disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Mataji is very beautiful, materially also. She is very beautiful. So when she was getting initiated, when she came forward to take her diksha, her initiation from Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada looked at her and as a father, he smiled and he said, "You are so beautiful. And now I want you to become beautiful internally." And Mataji was saying, Srila Prabhupada has given me the project for lifetime. So external beauty can be naturally awarded to us, or we may achieve it. But this internal beauty is very, very important. It's the beauty of heart, which will actually attract other good hearts to us, will attract good people to us. And I remember this quote of Shri Abdul Kalam, our president, ex-president, who said, "I may not be handsome, but I can definitely lend a helping hand to some. I can give a hand to some. I may not be handsome, but I can definitely give a hand to some." So beautiful. So this beauty, bodily beauty, definitely as much as possible, as far as possible, we try to respect it. Whatever we have got, enhance it as much as possible. But let's not forget to develop our internal beauty by developing good qualities. Now, going ahead is our next thing, becoming slim trim. A very, very dear thing to each and every young girl, I must say. There is one message that I received a few days back. It's in Marathi. I'll say it in Marathi and then I'll translate it. It says, "Pratyek mulicha ek swapna asta, potbar khayla pahije, pan zaad nahi vahayla pahije." It says, every girl dreams that she should eat sumptuously, but she should remain thin. She should not put on weight. Yes, all of us feel like when we look those pizzas full of cheese and all those cakes and pastries and all the sweets, Indian sweets, those rasgullas and kaju katris and gulab jamuns and shrikhand and so many, and the puran polis and the dhoklas and the muthiyas and the so many. I cannot name all, but yeah, you feel that I should eat so much, but still I should remain slim trim. Possible? Unfortunately, no. Yes, this is also now an observation. Have you all observed that during this lockdown on YouTube, two types of channels that had maximum uploads or maximum channels actually came up also, which had these two subjects? One is recipes. Oh my God, so many channels with recipes, different recipes. Huh? All of us tried. And another channel, which was, I can say, a support channel to the recipe channel, is about reducing weight, shedding belly fat, becoming thin, maintaining figures. Yes? So eat and then shed. Like that kind of things that we observed in during the lockdown on YouTube. But yes, actually, becoming slim, or rather maintaining our body in shape, is not just a part of beauty, but even health-wise, it's very important. Because the fat depositions, the unnecessary fat that deposits in our body actually becomes the cause of so many health problems. The belly fat, also the fat depositions on our thighs, they are very, very detrimental actually. They cause so many diseases. They cause hormonal imbalance, they cause heart problems, kidney problems, and so many health problems. So it's not just a part of your maintaining beauty, but also part of being healthy, leading a long, healthy life. We must actually take this into considerations that we keep our body in proper shape and not allow the unnecessary fat to grow in our body. As we discussed about the internal beauty, we have already actually discussed about the diet, sleep, exercise. If we follow all that, it is definitely going to help us keep our body in shape. And there also, as we discussed about internal beauty, here I would like to speak about shedding unnecessary fat, not just the fat on the body, but also the unnecessary deposits in our mind and on our consciousness. What are these unnecessary deposits? The deposits of negative thoughts, the deposits of anger, grudges, the deposits of harsh speech. I must tell you, these things, these negative thoughts, this harsh speech, the anger, the grudges, they actually affect us very badly. They affect our health, physical health, our mental health, our emotional health, and they affect our relationships, our social health. So it's very important that we not just focus on shedding the fat depositions in the body, but also shedding these negative deposits which are deposited inside our mind, inside our consciousness. It's very important because these thoughts it takes a lot of our energy. It doesn't allow us to perform well in life actually, and doesn't allow us to have meaningful relationships. Doesn't allow us to achieve our goals properly. It sucks our energy. So how do we do that? I must say this, that by just doing few simple things like chanting some mantras, or simple is Mahamantra, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, for example. When we chant mantras, what does mantra mean? Mana trayate iti mantraha. It actually delivers your mind. It delivers your mind from what? It delivers your mind from all the negativity, all the wasteful thoughts, all the unnecessary thoughts. It just clears those things and it delivers your mind. So one must practice some form of meditation, or best is mantra meditation, to help with this negativity or control over our mind. Also reading scriptures, because scriptures, they guide our intelligence, they help us with forming proper thought process. They help us with dealing with negative thoughts, and they also help us by sharpening our intelligence so that we can say right things at right time, do right things at right time, and also most importantly associating with positive people and At the same time, avoiding association of people who unnecessarily create negativity in our minds by speaking negative things, by doing negative things. So consciously avoiding such association and associating with people who have positive attitude towards life, who are positive in their actions, in their thoughts, who are also practicing some positive actions. So this is about being slim trim. So we have covered the points of beauty, slim trim, and we come to one of the most important points, that's smart. A few decades back, maybe, the word smart was used mainly for looks. Like being neat and tidy was referred to as being smart. Like today you are looking very smart means you are looking very neat and tidy. Or your jacket is very smart, huh? The pair of glasses you are wearing is really smart, or this is making you look smart. So mainly it was used to say that about looks. It was more referred to for looks. But we know that word smart is actually now used for, it's an adjective which says, which denotes being intelligent, being efficient, being able to take right decisions in difficult times, or dealing with the situations very, very efficiently, wisely, able to think quickly, acting in clever and effective ways. That's how we call our phones as smartphones. Because we feel that they actually are acting very, very effectively. So, there has been no story today. So let's hear a story. This is a story of a farmer who was a very hardworking farmer, but somehow what had happened was he had taken a lot of money from one merchant and was not able to pay the debt back. Now, this merchant from whom this farmer had borrowed money was a very crooked person. He was wanting to take advantage of this farmer's situation. He wanted to take away the possessions of this farmer. So one day he just went to this farmer's house and said, "Pay me all the money right now, and else I'll take all your possessions." And when he was talking to this farmer like this, he noticed that this farmer has a very beautiful daughter. And he told this farmer, "If you don't pay me my money, that the money that you owe to me, I am going to take away your daughter also." So this farmer said, "Oh, don't do like this. Let's discuss. Let's have some. Let's sort this out." And this merchant said, "No. I actually want to be very fair with you. So I have one proposal. So what I will do is, I have this cloth bag. So what I will do is I will put two stones in this cloth bag. I will put one white stone and I will put one black stone. And if I will give this back to your daughter, and your daughter has to choose one stone, one of these stones, and take it out. Now, I'm putting a condition that if she takes out a white stone, then I'll free you from all the debts. But if she takes out a black stone, then I am going to marry her. I'm going to take your daughter away. Now, the daughter is listening to all this and she's feeling so bad for her helpless father. And the farmer had to agree. So, this merchant was very crooked. What he did was, from the courtyard of this farmer, he picked up 2 black stones and put it in the bag, in the cloth bag. But while he was doing this, this farmer's daughter observed. She was observing what he's doing. So she observed that he has taken only 2 black stones. What does that mean? Any stone she takes out is going to be black. And what does that mean? That means he's going to take her away. So the merchant came and he gave the bag to the daughter and said, "Your father's future is in your hand. Choose, and even your future. So choose any one stone." So she said, "Okay, let's go out of the house and we'll do there in the courtyard." So he said, "Yeah, wherever, you know." So she went in outside, all 3 of them, and she took out one stone and she just stumbled and clumsily just dropped that stone in the courtyard. And, I dropped the stone. She said, and he was like, "Oh, what did you do?" She said, "It's okay, it's okay. There is one stone still inside. So let's check what stone is inside. So if there is white stone inside, that means I had taken out a black stone. So then you can marry me. And if there is a black stone inside, that means I had taken a white stone out. Then my father is free of all the debt. So let's see what stone." She knew both the stones were black. So inside it's going to be black stone only. So she took out and lo and behold, it was black stone. And merchant couldn't admit that he was cheating and thus acting in a smart way. This girl freed her father from the debt, and she also saved herself. So it's very important, you know, this being smart, not being lallu. Being simple is a very beautiful quality, and we all must cultivate that, but not being foolish. So it's very important that all the girls, because we naturally have, you know, this quality of softness, simplicity, being kind, compassionate, but we should not allow anybody to take advantage of it. For that, we need to be really become smart. Do you know this concept of Meena Bazaar? Now, let me tell you, for those who don't know, when the foreign invaders were ruling our country, what had happened was the life was becoming very difficult for all the people, residents of India. You know, their family life was getting disturbed. So to protect the women of the house, they had adopted the culture of curtains. Means the women were not allowed to roam around in public. They were kind of kept indoors to protect them, because these foreign invaders would kidnap any ladies anytime, and they would exploit the ladies actually. So this was the culture. So there was this particular king named Akbar. You all have heard about Akbar. So he really wanted to play a trick. Or he devised a very evil plan actually, which seemed very, very, which showed him to be a very open-minded, very, very large-hearted person, very, very liberal. So what he said, he suggested a concept of Meena Bazaar, wherein he said, it is for the ladies, by the ladies. Okay, so all the ladies who are kept inside the restriction of curtains can freely come here in this Meena Bazaar. They don't have to hide their faces. They can just come freely. They can put up their own stalls. They can sell things, and ladies can buy things from there. They do their shopping. They roam around. They mix freely with each other. They can have good time because poor ladies are staying inside the house. So let's create some facility for them for being free and roam freely. So it was accepted by majority, and yes, ladies started going to this place called as Meena Bazaar, and they were feeling, wow, we are free and we are able to do our, sell our own things, buy our own things. Wow, wow, glories to Akbar. But nobody knew that Akbar would dress himself as a lady and roam around in this Meena Bazaar to see, to look for actually beautiful ladies, ladies from good families. He would keep his eye, he would note down, and then his men would go follow those ladies, pick them up from their houses, and they would be admitted to Akbar's Janan Khana. So herein, you know, the ladies, they actually fell prey to this thought of, oh, we have been taken care of. Somebody is thinking good for us. And what happened behaving smartly, they lost their freedom forever. They lost their families forever. So it's very important that we be very smart and not allow people to take advantage. There is a story of a snake that became a disciple of Sri Narada Muni. He became a devotee, became a good person, that means. So one day, after giving initiation, Narada Muni went away. And after some days, when Narada Muni came, he saw that the snake is having wounds on his body. And Narada Muni inquired, oh, what is this? Why are you in such a pathetic condition? What has happened to you? Why are there are so many wounds on your body? And the snake said, oh, Narada Muni, I have taken diksha from you. I have become a devotee and I am a good person now. So I'm just being very humble and meek, and people are, because people know that I don't bite them, they come and then they hit me, they throw stones at me, and they trouble me actually. So Narada Muni said, definitely. I don't want you to bite anybody. That's not good, unnecessarily biting people. But you should be smart enough. How? You should be smart enough by only hissing. Show them that you have the capacity to protect yourself. So somebody comes to take advantage of you, somebody who wants to trouble you unnecessarily, just hiss at them. So they know, oh, he keeps the capacity to defend himself. So let's not harm. So it is very important. So about being smart, that means being efficient, being productive, having clarity, using our time properly. We can follow a few steps. Let's go one by one. Before that, we all have heard this, you know, this example of two woodcutters who were told to cut wood in the forest as much as possible. So both of them were given axes. Each one had an axe, and then they were cutting the wood. So one woodcutter started. They started at same time, and one woodcutter was cutting entire day, and another woodcutter took two breaks. And at the end of the day, this one, the woodcutter who worked the entire day, was feeling that this foolish person, you know, took two breaks. You know, his product is going to be definitely, you know, so compromised, so less in quantity. So at the end of the day, when it was measured, it was seen that the person who took two breaks, his product was much more in quantity than the one who worked continuously. So what happened? So this person asked him, how come? So he said, "Arre, as we cut the wood, the axe is not going to remain as sharp as when we started it. It starts becoming bent. So what I would do, I would take break to sharpen my axe so that I can again start working efficiently. So twice I have sharpened, so I could do more work and also with less energy." "Oh," he said, "oh, really? That's what, towards the end, because my axe was not sharp enough, I had to put so much more energy." So this is being smart, you know. Just working like a donkey is not being smart. If you want to be productive, efficient, then we have to be smart. So how it helps? One thing, of course, we have discussed this in the previous point. So let's discuss in brief what helps us sharpen our intelligence so that we can be productive in our life. One is chanting again, the meditation or chanting mantra. It gives a lot of power to our mind. It sharpens our intelligence. Second is again studying scriptures, which gives us a lot of clarity of thoughts, and it helps us to take right decisions at right time. As we all know, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when Arjuna had become so confused and so overwhelmed, and Lord Shri Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, and everything was so clear to Arjuna, and he could perform his best and he could achieve what he wanted to, and he did it. So also, when we read scriptures, we get all the necessary guidance about how to lead life, what is important, what things should be given importance, what things should be avoided, you know. Scriptures help us. Another thing is associating with smart people. Very important. Yes? If you want to be smart, stay with smart people. Nothing can compare to this, actually. As we all know, right? CAs, lawyers, doctors, before they start their own full-fledged practice, they work under other senior lawyers, CAs and doctors, and whatever they actually learn throughout their academic curriculum, they learn much more, I can say, during this time when they are actually working under the experts. So by being with wise people, we achieve a lot of wisdom. If you all know about these five sheets that a person has, the sheets of person's existence, like Annamay Kosh, Pranamay Kosh, Manomay Kosh, Vijnanamay Kosh, and Anandamay Kosh, in which smartness comes in Vijnanamay Kosh. And it is said that Vijnanamay Kosh develops by associating with wise people. So it is very important that we associate with smart people for becoming smart. And again, last but not the least is earning blessings. Earning blessings of our elders by serving them, by pleasing them. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, we all know that the Kuru, like Duryodhana and his brothers and the teacher and their grandfather, they were all on one side and Pandavas were on the opposite side. So Pandavas' grandfather was on their opposite side. Pandavas' teacher was fighting against them. Pandavas were very good people, definitely. And so, before the war started, Yudhishthir actually went and offered his respects to his teacher, his grandfather, and his seniors. And because of this act of his being so respectful, they all blessed him. What did they bless him? Vijayi Bhava. Become victorious. Now, what does that mean? He is fighting against them and they are blessing him to be victorious. Yes, and we all know that who won the war of Kurukshetra? Pandavas. Because they had earned a lot of blessings. It's not just the beginning of the battle, but Pandavas had earned tremendous blessings by serving their seniors, their elders. Now, we also know the story of Ganesh. We have heard in our childhood that when there was a competition between him and his brother Kartikeya, Ganesh was very, you know, about circumambulating the entire universe. And Lord Ganesh, he was very smart. He circumambulated his parents. And he said, my parents are universe for me. They're everything for me. And parents were so pleased and he received so many blessings from them. Also, we have a very, very wonderful, respected devotee in our congregation. His name is Sahadev Prabhu. He's a very successful businessman, a very successful family person, and a very wonderful person. So once we asked him, actually, that what is, Prabhuji, what is the success what is the secret of your success? And he said, I have served my parents very well. Right from my childhood, I have always served my parents. I have pressed their feet and they have blessed me. They have blessed me abundantly. So this is a part of our culture, you know. These days, not so much of it is seen, but it's a part of our culture that, you know, the young ones, young people press the feet of the elder people. They serve him. I'm not saying that you go start pressing the feet. If possible, yes, you must. But serving them, being respectful to them, you know, whatever way you can serve them, you know, elders by age, you know, Vayovriddha, elders in knowledge, those who are elder to us in knowledge, maybe they are younger to us in age, but Jnanavriddha, they are elder by knowledge. So by experience, if somebody is elder by experience, so that way you should serve all the elders, those who are superior to us in any aspect, we should serve them and earn their blessings. Those blessings will make us much smarter than reading any big books on how to become smart and, you know, listening to many of the motivational talks. Earning blessings will help us a lot. So, to summarize, today what we discussed is we discussed about being beautiful, slim, trim and smart. In beauty, we discussed about focusing on our diet, on our sleep, on our exercise and while we take care of our bodily beauty, we also discussed about developing internal beauty, which is the actual beauty which is valuable. By being slim trim, we discussed about not just becoming conscious of shedding the fat depositions on the physical body, but also shedding the negative thoughts, the harsh words, the harsh dealings, and the negativity in general from our mind and consciousness. So shedding that fat and becoming slim trim, and being smart. In being smart, we discussed about how to be smart by sharpening our intelligence, by practicing mantra meditation, by reading scriptures and taking guidance from scriptures, by associating with smart people and earning blessings of our elders. So I'm sure all of us will try to follow whatever we can take from our today's discussion. And yes, before I end, I wish to actually speak about something which is upcoming. What is upcoming? Yes, we all know Janmashtami festival is coming very, very soon. And again, this year, due to restrictions and lockdown, we are not able to go to temple and celebrate. So there is going to be this very, very beautiful event which is being organized by ISKCON Chowpatty and GEV, Govardhan Eco Village, for all of us, you know, which is full of activities and sessions. And I must tell you, actually, today's topic, what we discussed about beauty and slim trim, like figure and smart, I must tell you, there is this event which is coming up, Krishna Fest. So in this, there are going to be so many sessions which will provide you with so much of association of smart people. It will take your wisdom to another level. It will give you very, very good assistance about help. There are wellness sessions which are being organized, and there are sessions for all age groups. There are sessions for kids, there are sessions for youngsters, adults, and even for old people. So I request all of you to please register for this Krishna Fest. I'm sure Mansi is going to speak more about this, and she will tell you about registration to Krishna Fest. And let us all celebrate this Janmashtami in this unique way. And the reason why we are doing this is this year is a 125th birth anniversary of our dear Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON. So as a gratitude to him, we are having this beautiful celebration, and it's for free. 10-day celebration starting from 22nd. So all of you are heartily invited. Warm invitation to all of you and your loved ones. Please join, and please invite all your friends and family members. So thank you very much for your patient hearing. I don't know if there are questions. Yes, Mansi. Hari Bol.
Yes, Madhuri.
You're muted.
Thank you, firstly, for the beautiful lecture. You actually said it in such easy and such understandable way, I don't think some was misunderstood or not understood. We'll take some questions. I see one question in the comment section. It says, by IMSTK, Hare Krishna Vajati, how to deal with people who have unrealistic expectations and who always compare you with others who are more smarter and intelligent than you.
Okay. All aspects covered. So, it's up to us to what and to whom we give importance to. When you are saying somebody who is unrealistic and who are having unrealistic expectations from you, it's important who that person is and why should you give importance to that person's thoughts about you and for you and those expectations. Okay, now suppose that person is somebody who is close and you have to deal with that person or you are answerable to that person, then the smart way is to actually strike a communication and ask the person, okay, my dear whoever, can you please tell me what are you expecting out of me? And frankly express these are my limitations and these are the fronts on which I struggle. So can you help me with how do I deal with this? It is always if somebody who is superior to you and having unrealistic expectations from you, it's better to put ourselves humbly in front of that person and ask them. First, put your condition. Okay, this is what I am. These are my limitations. And if you want me to do this, can you help me with this? And not take unnecessary pressure, definitely. Of course, because we don't know the situation exactly what is being discussed. This much I can say that one thing, if that person is nothing to do in your life, it's very important first to know whether you should give importance to such expectations or not. Another thing, if it is actually important, then open up, put yourself humbly and ask for help from that person. Or if that is also not becoming possible, take help from third person who is known to both of you, and taking help of that person, understand more and take guidance personally. Maybe you can explain your actual situation and the expectations to that person and take personal guidance from someone who can help you in that particular situation.
Yes, Mataji, I hope it answered her question. I think there are no more questions.
Good.
So, Mataji, thank you for this lecture. Okay. You actually, as we see in the workshops or like all the webinars, we see that they speak about the body, mind. But to hear it from a devotee and to understand the real way we have to put it in our life, that was much needed in this lockdown. Also, everybody is trying to be fitter and trying to invest more in their body and mind and soul. So it was very helpful, Mataji, that you picked this topic to all of us. So thank you. And regarding the Krishna Fest, I want to say that this year is 125th birthday of Prabhupada, and all of his children, grandchildren, everybody is doing so much of hard work to make it a wonderful festival for Krishna and for all the devotees, to make it a wonderful way to celebrate at home in a virtual way. So I'll share the link. But also the things we'll be doing is it will be from 21st of August till 30th, 10-day virtual experience, live interaction with enlightened souls, that is from many the devotees, and activities for children, youth, and everyone. This is like the major part. There are many youth behind this, putting a lot of their talent, and so much of an interesting thing will be there. And also yoga, Ayurveda guidance, and much more. Because we'll be also including the body part of it, and how we can connect it with the soul and mind. It will be a holistic festival where you will really enjoy it. So please share it with as much as people as possible. Even though they are new into the philosophy or anything, you can just share it with everyone. And you yourself also can just take advantage of this. So you can register for this Krishna Fest on the website krishnafest.in. You can just register it now also. It just takes like 30 seconds or less than it to register. So as you do it, I invite Shikha Mataji to again join for the kirtan, and we'll have a short kirtan, then we'll wrap our today's session.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
So let's start.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Thank you so much, Shikha, for again a wonderful Kirtan session, which always charges everything, all of us. And so I'll be proceeding towards our wrapping of the today's session. But before that, I just want to make sure that you all have registered by now. The link is krishnafest.in. Please share this as much as possible and register yourself. So I want to thank Shikha Mataji, Brajasundari Mataji, and the Chetna organizers for making this happen. And let's chant 3 times Hari Bol for all of them. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Thank you so much. Jai Shri Prabhupada.